Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmuduhu wa nusalli wa nusallim ala rasulihil karim. Amma ba'd. Making a Muslim happy. Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best action to cause happiness to a fellow Muslim either is by concealing his faults, satisfying his hunger, or fulfilling any of his needs. Sayyidina Hassan ibn Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, to make one's Muslim brother happy is one of those actions that make the forgiveness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala binding upon a person. Acquiring the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever pleases any Muslim after my demise pleases me in my grave, and whoever pleases me in my grave, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will please him on the day of Qiyamah. Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyida Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if any person causes happiness to any Muslim household, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will not be satisfied with any reward for him besides Jannah. In view of the above ahadith, pleasing a Muslim is an action of great merit. Pleasing a Muslim can be done by speaking to him in a compassionate and sweet way, treating him to a meal or presenting a gift, etc. In short, any action of this nature would entitle one to these great benefits. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك